With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. It's estimated that a new tax on medical marijuana Governor Steve Bullock has proposed would add more than $1 million a year to government bank accounts. That's about four times more than the governor's office says will eventually be needed to support the state's medical marijuana reform.
The medical marijuana program in Montana, you know, might go from attempts to squash it to attempts to milk it, you know, in a matter of a month.
That's Kate Halova with the Montana Cannabis Industry Association. The 6% tax was part of Governor Bullock's proposed biennium budget, released in November. That budget would increase overall state spending by just over 1% over the next 2 years. This in the face of a decline in state revenue in the last fiscal year, due in part to decreased sales of coal, oil, and gas. Lawmakers will vote on the proposed medical marijuana tax and the rest of the governor's budget in the legislative session that starts next month. When Governor Bullock announced the proposed tax, his staff said it was necessary for funding the medical marijuana reform approved by voters on Election Day.
57% of Montanans said medical marijuana will be legal within our state.
This is Dan Villa, the governor's budget director.
It's the government's job to listen to that will and to make the system work. What this proposal is doing is making sure that we have the resources necessary to implement the costs, both in the short and long term.
The governor's tax proposal would bring in an estimated $2.6 million over the next 2 years. Villa estimates that over that same period, running the new medical marijuana program will cost about $1 million. According to a statement from the governor's office, any marijuana tax money left over would be fair game for lawmakers to use for other purposes. While there is an existing medical marijuana revenue account, Villa says the new tax dollars associated with the program won't end up there.
It goes to the state general fund. There's actually costs built in with being able to accommodate what we're expecting to be a rejuvenated industry after the years of question marks that have been around the prescription drug. I think now everybody can project that there'll be increased use, increased utilization, so that the consumption tax will help the state accommodate that additional cost as opposed to having income tax or property tax or some other revenue stream make up for that.
Not all states with legal medical marijuana tax it, but Carmen Hansen, a cannabis policy analyst with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says a 6% tax proposal is in line with what other states have done.
Yes, it's something that we've seen in other states. Generally, in states that have medical marijuana programs, it is taxed either at just the typical sales tax level, if the state does have a common sales tax, or there might be a special tax for medical marijuana-related products, you know, somewhere in the 5% range.
Hansen says when states tax medical marijuana, that money is largely put back into the state's medical marijuana programs. She says sometimes if there's extra money, it goes into the state's general fund. Hansen says when a state government taxes medical marijuana, some patient groups say they want cannabis-based products treated like other medicinal products that aren't taxed. Medical marijuana is not approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, so it can't be covered by a patient's insurance. Here's Kate Halova with the Montana Cannabis Industry Association.
I mean, on one hand, we have to recognize the philosophical issue that we do not tax medications here in Montana.
But she says taxing medical marijuana could help legitimize it, embedding it in the system and revenue streams of government. For patients and an industry that's had little stability since medical marijuana was first legalized over a decade ago, Halova says a state tax might help protect the program in the future. She says the most important thing the tax can do is fully fund the needs of the state's new medical marijuana program.
And I suspect if there's more money than is needed to do that in the fund, there's probably less issue with that being rolled into the general fund. But overall, I think just like any other issue in any other program, medical marijuana wouldn't want to become a funding source for all things in government where the fees for patients and providers just kept going up, 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 up in order to fund things unrelated to the program.
Halova noted that Bullock's tax proposal, like the rest of his budget, will likely change as Republican lawmakers shift spending priorities in the upcoming session, which starts January 2nd. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.